In high school sports around the area last night in girls regional team tennis, it was Shenandoah defeating Red Oak 5-3. Also in girls soccer last night, Atlantic downed Harlan 4-1. Tri-Center over Denison 8-2. Underwood shutting down Riverside 10-0. Winterset over Creston 6-0. Sergeant Bluff Luton topping Missouri Valley 9-0. Abraham Lincoln 1-0 winners over Sioux City East. In boys soccer last night, it was Kemper Catholic shutting out Clarinda Academy 7-0. Sergeant Bluff Luton 8-0 over Missouri Valley, while Abraham Lincoln a 3-0 winner over Sioux City West last night. Also, speaking of soccer, the Iowa High School Soccer Coaches Association boys soccer rankings this week out yesterday afternoon. Class 1A, Beckman Catholic remains the number one rated team with Davenport Assumption, Iowa City Regina, Solon, and Gilbert the top five. After Des Moines Christian at number six comes AHSTW as the Vikings improved to number seven in this week's poll. Also in Class 2A, it's Norwalk on top with Bishop Heelan Catholic, Storm Lake, Iowa Falls Alden, AGWSR, and Cedar Rapids Xavier, the top five teams. Also in the top 16 this week, Perry at number six, Winterset at nine, ADM is ranked 10th, while Denison comes in at number 15 and Harlan is number 16 in this week's poll. Class 3A, Cedar Rapids Prairie is the number one ranked team with West Des Moines Valley, Waukee, Iowa City High, and Bettendorf the top five in the rankings. In Major League Baseball last night, Mookie Betts homered and drove in a couple of runs. Jackie Bradley Jr. also went deep, and the Boston Red Sox beat the St. Louis Cardinals 6-3 Tuesday night to take the opener of a short two-game interleague series. That was heard here on KJAN. Bradley had two of Boston's six hits, and starter Eduardo Rodriguez allowed three runs and five hits over six innings. Rodriguez walked two, struck out five, and threw a season-high 110 pitches. St. Louis made three errors and lost for just the second time in 10 games. Lance Lynn gave up four runs, two earned, and three hits over six innings, striking out four and walking one. Betts began the game with his seventh homer and 10th career leadoff shot, tying Jacoby Ellsbury for the franchise record. Bradley added a solo homer in the second to grab a 2-0 lead. Craig Kimbrell pitched a scoreless ninth for his 12th save in 13 chances as the Red Sox take game one of that series. Game two scheduled for tonight, and we'll have it for you live here this evening. 6:20 is the pregame start time, and 7:15 will be the first pitch. In other interleague action last night, Atlanta beat Toronto 9-5. Houston pounded Miami 12-2. Texas over Philadelphia 5-1, and Colorado beat Minnesota 7-3. In the National League last night, it was Washington over Pittsburgh 8-4. Chicago beat Cincinnati 9-5. Arizona over the New York Mets 5-4. Milwaukee beat San Diego 6-2. San Francisco 2-1 over the LA Dodgers. Gary Sanchez hit a three-run homer, Chris Carter added a two-run shot, and C.C. Sabathia got back on track as the New York Yankees rolled to a 7-1 victory over the Kansas City Royals last night. Pitching on 6 days' rest, Sabathia went 6 2/3 shutout innings to win for the first time since April 15th. He struck out five and walked two before leaving with the bases loaded, but Tyler Clippard promptly fanned Whit Merrifield to escape the jam. Clippard also handled the eighth before Jonathan Holder gave up a run in the ninth. Elsewhere in the AL yesterday, Tampa Bay beat Cleveland 6-4. Baltimore outscored Detroit 13-11 in 13 innings. It was the LA Angels in 11 innings over the Chicago White Sox 7-6. Oakland beat Seattle 9-6. In the Pacific Coast League play, the Iowa Cubs beat Las Vegas in 10 innings last night, 8-7. Tacoma at Omaha was rained out last night. Iowa State's Ray Kasongo is leaving the program without ever playing a game for the Cyclones. Iowa State coach Steve Prohm said Tuesday that he and the 6'9" Kasongo agreed that it would be best if the Canadian finished his career at another school. The move came just one day after the Cyclones announced that former Princeton big man Hans Brace will join the team next season as a graduate transfer. Kasongo signed with Tennessee after a year of junior college, but he left for Ames after playing sparingly in 2015-16. He sat out last season under NCAA transfer rules. Iowa State still has two open scholarships for next season. Well, the Golden State Warriors have continued their perfect run through the playoffs to get within two victories of their third straight NBA Finals appearance. Stephen Curry delivered 29 points, 7 rebounds, and 7 assists in just three quarters as the Warriors crushed the San Antonio Spurs 136-100 to take a 2-0 lead in the Western Conference Finals. The Spurs were without Kawhi Leonard, who aggravated his sprained left ankle in the series opener. Without him, Jonathan Simmons scored 22 points as one of San Antonio's lone bright spots. That series now shifts to San Antonio for Game 3 on Saturday. Well, Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett continue to pay dividends for the Boston Celtics. The Celtics have won the NBA's draft lottery, and they'll have the number one pick this summer. That selection was secured through a 2013 deal that sent Pierce and Garnett to the Nets. Brooklyn finished with the worst record in the league this season, but the Celtics had the right to swap picks with the Nets following their draft night trade 4 years ago. The Lakers moved up to second in the draft after posting the NBA's third worst record. They would have had to trade the pick to Philadelphia if they fell outside the top three. The 76ers will choose third, followed by Phoenix and Sacramento. Well, the Nashville Predators are now two wins away from their first trip to the Stanley Cup Finals. The Predators own a 2-1 lead in the Western Conference Finals after scoring twice in the third period in a 2-1 win against the Anaheim Ducks. Roman Josi broke a 1-1 deadlock by beating John Gibson on a power play with 2:43 remaining. Josi's goal sent Nashville to its 10th straight postseason home win, dating back to last season. Gibson handled 38 shots in the net for the Ducks. They'll stay in Nashville for Game 4 on Thursday. It was a tough day for Maria Sharapova. First, she was denied a wildcard entry for the French Open because of her past doping ban. The former number one ranked women's tennis player had hoped to compete in the second Grand Slam of the year after serving a 15-month suspension for a positive drug test. The president of the French Tennis Federation wrote that while there can be wildcard for return from injury, there can't be a wildcard for return from doping. Sharapova has played in three tournaments thanks to wildcards since her return from the 15-month drug ban last month. Later yesterday, she had to retire from her Italian Open match against Marjana Lucic-Baroni, citing an apparent left thigh injury. Sharapova was leading 4-6, 6-3, and 2-1 when she called it quits. Her withdrawal came a day after she won her opening round match to crack the top 200 in time to receive an automatic berth into the Wimbledon tournament. And the U.S. Olympic Committee made a $10 million payment to the International Olympic Committee last year, money designed in part to give the country a better chance of hosting an Olympics someday. That money was part of the more than $257 million spent last year by the USOC, which is hoping to secure the 2024 Summer Games for Los Angeles. The additional payment is for international games cost sharing for the Rio de Janeiro Games and was part of a complex negotiation in which the USOC gave up millions to get back into the bidding game after years of embarrassing rejections. The USOC also paid $5 million in 2014 to offset expenses at the Sochi Games. The overall tab will rise to $20 million per Olympic cycle starting in 2020. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.